As we define justice, there's an old adage that justice delayed is justice denied. Has that been a problem for the hearings here?
Well, I'm very reluctant to comment on that because...
If you feel uncomfortable with that, we can go to another subject.
Yeah, well, I could comment partly on it. Whether justice has been delayed here is difficult to say. It's a relative delay of justice. It's a relative term because one has to take into account the difficulties that this tribunal encountered in the initial stages. The whole process, or the whole judicial process here, is very complicated. You have we have to slow down the proceedings because of the contemporaneous translation and interpretation, you know, into the three languages, Kinyarwanda, English, and French, you know. And we don't have enough court space and not enough judges. We have to deal with voluminous number of exhibits, documents, so many witnesses, and so on. So that adds to the delay that has occurred. Ideally, we would probably have wanted to finish these cases much earlier. But there are many, many inherent problems in the system which contributes to the delay. So I wouldn't say, I'm not in a position to say there has been unjustified delay. I emphasize the word unjustified delay. Yes. Because we have had applications from accused persons to be discharged on the grounds of undue delay. And in my recollection, those applications have been refused for good reason, you know. But I believe that another difficulty is the mixture of the common law and civil law system, which we have here. That also is something that can be looked at. There might be something to be said for greater use of the civil law system, of using an investigating judge to collect the evidence, you know, and that might expedite the process, because you must realize that here we're dealing with mass atrocities. We're dealing with numerous events that took place over a long period of time. Investigation and collection of this evidence is a massive undertaking. And in my view, it is possible to approach this task I think the civil law system of collecting and this type of evidence might probably expedite the process better.
You've had additional problems with extradition of the accused that have raised difficulties that were not part of the fault of the ICTR, certainly.
Well, that's not fault of the ICTR.
No, I said no. They were not the fault of the ICTR
at all. No.
But unique to this particular series of hearings here.
Sorry?
They appear to be unique to this particular type of issue that was before the ICTR.
You know, the need to extradite.
Yes, yes.
Yes, of course. That is a problem that is peculiar to the nature of this particular process. Majority of the alleged accused persons were living outside, and in different parts of the world, and getting them here is a big difficulty. Of course, under our statute, member states of the United Nations under Article 28 are expected to cooperate with the tribunal, you know, and to give assistance to the tribunal in any form, in any way that the tribunal needs assistance. So that also does help us in does facilitate our work to quite a great extent, you know. And we have succeeded in, you know, getting transfer of accused persons to this location substantially. It hasn't posed a difficulty. Yeah.